Good morning. Welcome to Good Day with Ray. I'm Ray, and for today's episode, I will be sharing a video that I made on TikTok that I titled Spiritual Ick Number One. And it's just a series that I'm making. I don't know if I'm going to stick with that title for the whole series. I'm just like wading my way through what to call this. But basically, it's a bunch of videos I'm going to make coming up about things within the spiritual community that feel off, that feel harmful, and or but just beliefs that when you poke at them, they may not make as much sense as you think that they do. So this is just something I am doing because I've been in the spiritual community for about 13 years now after leaving Christianity, and I'm seeing some things that were happening in the Christian world that I left also happening in the spiritual community as well. And so I don't know how long the series will be. I will just make videos as they come up. And so, yeah, today's video is just a perspective on something that I see. You can take it or leave it, you can agree with it or not. It's just me offering, again, a perspective, an idea, or a feeling that I'm having about something. And if you're having that feeling too, I just want you to know that you're not alone. We might be feeling the same way. And yeah, so I'm just gonna play the video and just, yeah, that's what we're gonna do today.
I don't like when people use the word family to describe a community. This is a new series that I'm doing. I don't know what to call it yet, but it's basically things that make me feel weird in the spiritual community. And if you feel weird when you hear them too, or you see some of these things too, then I just want you to know you're not alone. And if you do this in your practice, I would really like for you to watch the whole video because this is not an attack on you. This is something that I have seen over and over within communities that are usually harmless, but can turn harmful real quick. So if you do this in your communities, just consider maybe switching the word choice, and I'm going to tell you why. Sometimes cults use this word very strategically to make you feel warm and invited, and this false sense of closeness, like right off the bat. I also think it's like a variation of a grooming technique, but we'll come back to that towards the end of the video. I think a lot of times this word is used very well intended and not in a harmful way. It can turn harmful because we gotta be real about this, okay? That a lot of people, when they're coming into spirituality, a lot of times they are in this whole new world. They are believing totally different from their old friends, old family members. And so telling people that you like are in a family can sometimes make them feel like, oh, great, I have found somewhere that feels good, feels safe. Because right now I'm feeling really weird, very isolated, very rejected by the people in my real life. I just want to say 90% of people that use this word are probably, again, good people, well-intended. They are not trying to manipulate you. This is for the 10% of people that are. And also, something else I want to say is for the creators that use this word, and I want to warn you against using it because with that sense of familiarity, you also might start to have clients and people in your communities. Again, communities that because you use the word family, they view you like a family member. So they're going to ask you for the family discounts. They're going to want access to you like a family member would. They're going to want favors from you like a family member. Now let's go back to how this can be a grooming technique. So as groups sometimes do, over time, their beliefs will get more extreme or more niche or just being plain and honest, this person that was very well intended and started in the community, they need to make more money. So they need to start branding themselves. They need to start marketing themselves. They need to start setting themselves apart from other groups by presenting, again, more extreme ideas or more niche ideas, things like that. And when this starts to happen and you start talking to people outside of the group about these ideas and people start saying, oh, that's a little strange. Oh, that's a little extreme. Don't you think that's a little much? Then you start to feel rejected. You go back to the community, AKA the family, and they'll be like, those people don't support you. Those people don't love you. Those people don't want what's best for you. We're your family now. And that is where a word that was once upon a time harmless turns harmful on a dime in a second. Kicking it back to Christianity for one quick second, that when I left Christianity and I recalled how we used to call ourselves like brothers and sisters in Christ, I left that group thinking, oh, those people were my brothers and sisters. So to wrap this up, and if there's anything I want you to take away from this video, it is this, that the word family is sometimes again, sometimes used to create immediate closeness that has not been earned. So yeah, if you're a viewer, a new believer, or even a longtime believer, I just wanted to offer this perspective. Just keep your eyes and ears open for it. If you're a spiritual mentor or a content creator that uses this word, I hope it offered you a new perspective about it, and maybe you'll change it, maybe you won't. I'm not the word police, okay? So I just wanted to like offer a little perspective on it. And if it helps you see it in a different way and you choose to do something differently, cool. If you don't, guess what? That's you. Do you. Love you. I just hope you're well-meaning, and I trust that you are. If you watch this video and you use it still, that's, I'm just going to trust that you are well-meaning. And in the next videos, we'll just be talking more about some things I'm seeing within the spiritual community that I have some perspectives around, maybe even a little bit of criticisms about that you can take or you can leave.
All right. That was the video. I hope it gave you a new perspective on that word choice. And yeah, we will continue doing things like this. I don't know if I'll always play a video. However, I'll probably start to do like blog posts about it and just all these different things. We will see what is to come. But again, thank you so much for being here. My intention was to offer a different perspective on it. Again, take it or leave it. And I hope you have a great day. Bye.